I go back far enough that I did meet Barney Kilgore once to shake hands with. That's about, I'm an old timer now, and there probably aren't many, very many of us who even have had that association. But we live today off his legacy at the Wall Street Journal. I mean, he was a genius who built the Wall Street Journal from a small financial publication into a national and now international institution, taking the circulation from about 75,000 at the end of World War II to about 1.3 million by the time he died in 1967.